Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken today across interior New York and New England, and we may see a few light snow showers breaking out by the end of the day, especially across the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. Temperatures will be a bit milder than yesterday, but still only reach the middle 30s on average for afternoon highs, a good 10 degrees short of average highs for this time of year. A storm system currently developing in the deep south will hit the southeast coast and intensify rapidly tonight as it works its way up the coast into the day tomorrow. The storm will continue to strengthen on its way well east of Cape Cod. On this track, we'll have cloudy skies locally with scattered snow showers on the immediate western fringes of the storm. Some of the snow showers overnight could dust the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain. Low temperatures will average in the upper teens and lower 20s. More light snow showers as the storm system cranks to the north and toward the Canadian Maritimes during the day tomorrow. Sunshine will come back in the afternoon, but tomorrow, more than anything, across interior New York and New England will be marked by the wind, at times gusting up to 30 and even 40 miles per hour across the higher terrain. Temperatures will be held back as well with that northwest wind behind the storm and only reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s. We'll clear things out late in the day on Wednesday and especially for the first half of the day on Thursday with plenty of sunshine. A southerly wind flow will develop and that will bring in some high cloudiness by the end of the day, but also milder temperatures as highs reach the lower 40s. Milder air will continue to flow in during the day on Friday as a system approaches through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Clouds will increase and thicken Friday, and there's a good chance of rain by the second half of the day as temperatures reach into the lower 50s. Behind this system, a brief break with some sunshine on Saturday morning. Then another system from the south will enter the picture during Saturday afternoon with increasing clouds and the chance of rain again by the end of Saturday. Highs on Saturday will stay in the middle to upper 40s. Increasing sunshine behind that system on Sunday in the upper 40s, and then a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure keeping it dry on Monday, and highs bouncing back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a blizzard watch is out for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. The powerful nor'easter expected to move up the coast over the next 24 to 36 hours will produce heavy snow for the Cape and the islands, as well as wind gusts to 60 miles per hour. Snowfall accumulations will range from 6 to 10 inches with considerable blowing and drifting snow along with low visibility. Further north and east, blizzard warnings have been issued for down east Maine from Bar Harbor up to Eastport. 8 to 12 inches of snow can be expected in these locations with wind gusts to 55 miles per hour through the day tomorrow. Offshore waters east of Cape Cod are under a hurricane force wind warning. Winds associated with the approaching storm could exceed 80 knots or 90 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon as seas build to 25 to 40 feet. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered flurries and highs in the middle 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1910, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with increasing late-day clouds today and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds for the rest of the day with a chance of flurries or light snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing clouds with a chance of flurries or light snow showers by the end of the day today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, lowering and thickening clouds today with a few flurries or snow showers possible by late in the afternoon, highs in the middle 30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds for the rest of the day with a few flurries or snow showers possible by evening and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow morning, snow showers giving way to increasing sunshine, windy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, milder, lower 40s. Cloudy with rain likely Friday afternoon in the lower 50s. Sunshine to start on Saturday, then clouds and rain developing late in the day, highs back into the 40s. And in the 40s again on Sunday with increasing sunshine. By Monday, we'll bounce back into the 50s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.